Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As we are speaking, Iran has already made attacks on U.S. forces in Qatar in retaliation for the U.S. attack on Iran over the weekend. How will all this play out as far as oil prices and how much more we pay at the pump?
Well, for now, this is something that we'll have to keep an eye on for developments. But oil prices actually at this moment down 4%. Not necessarily the reaction you would expect. Oil prices did jump yesterday, Sunday night, about 4%, but now we've reverted to a 4% decrease. So a wild turnaround as the market is trying to make heads or tails of if Iran will try to close the Strait of Hormuz. Personally, I don't see that as happening. A 55-mile-kilometer area that Iran would have to successfully block. Meanwhile, there'd be a significant amount of pressure on Iran to allow shipments of oil through. Major oil producers use the Strait of Hormuz to ship millions of barrels of oil. In fact, on a daily basis, 20% of oil that's produced is shipped through the Strait of Hormuz. So this is kind of something to keep an eye on. For now, gas prices have had a mild response. The national average up about 8 cents a gallon in the last week, while diesel has jumped about 16 cents a gallon in the last week. For now, if the way the market stands at this moment persists, the increases, which will likely continue for the first part of this week, could start to decrease by closer to the weekend.
So it doesn't look like right now that this is affecting gas prices at all.
Well, we've seen the situation. It's certainly having an impact. But where we are now in the situation, oil is actually trading quite a bit lower. So it, again, kind of highlighting the uncertainty happening. Oil is swinging pretty violently, but now is ticking down closer to a 4.5% drop as we see Iran retaliating. The good news is Iran is retaliating in a way that may not necessarily be impeding the flow of oil. So the market had been anticipating, Iran has been promising retaliation, but now that the market is getting some idea of what that looks like, oil prices may be dropping on the fact that Iran is concentrating on attacks instead of trying to block the Strait of Hormuz. That's simply my read on it.
If things escalate, how long before any impact would be noticeable?
Well, it could be noticeable very quickly. Today's decrease in the price of oil will filter down to the retail channel by later tonight, meaning that if oil prices remain solidly negative today, that could impact how much stations are paying if they fill their tanks later today. So in theory, now it takes usually a couple of days for some of these changes to start filtering down because stations don't fill their underground storage tanks, but every 2 to 4 days on average. So good news is oil prices down so far today. It could take a couple of days for that to start impacting retail prices, but increases for the first part of this week left over from last week's jump in oil could eventually slow down by later this week.
Also happening, the changeover to the summer blend for gasoline, that always brings an increase in gas prices. How much of that impact are we seeing?
Well, actually, the switchover to summer gasoline has been behind us now for a couple of months. The switchover has to happen at refineries by May 1st, and so usually by mid-May, that gasoline's already flowing. It's usually refinery maintenance and the switchover to summer gasoline that cause prices to go up every spring, but We didn't see much of a spring increase this year, part of that because of the trade uncertainty brought on by a shift in the Trump administration's stance on trade policy and tariffs. So much of what we've been seeing here prior to the Middle East situation has been a slowdown in the price of oil and gasoline and virtually no seasonal impact this year as we made that transition from winter to summer. What we're seeing at the pump right now here in the last few weeks, well, has all really been the Middle East situation. Prior to that, there was a lot impacting the market because OPEC has been increasing oil production over the last couple of months, and that's pushed oil and gasoline prices down prior to the situation in the Middle East.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.